Thank you for calling Zoka. How can I help you?
Yeah, is George in?
Yes, who's calling?
Yeah, it's Jeremiah from Cardiff.
1 second.
Sure.
Hello?
Hey, George, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Jeremiah. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How was your trip?
It was very good. Thank you for asking.
No problem. I just wanted to follow up with you and see how everything was going, if you were able to figure out a solution for your business there.
Well, we are analyzing other options, a little bit cheaper than yours, so that's why I haven't called you.
Okay.
So once I have my final numbers, I will be able to call you back and let you know, this is what I have, and see, I mean, I just want to take the best decision for the company, you know?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, if once you get those final offers, if you could call me back and let me know, so I can see if I can try to earn your business, I'd appreciate it.
Sure. You know what? I think it's fair for both, because I'm a salesperson as well. So I always am trying to sell my product. Why don't you talk to your boss and just give me your best offer? It's what I told the other guys. I didn't share the information you gave me with the other guys. And I just want to get, I don't want to share information because I don't think it's fair for the other party. So if you want to talk with your boss and say, well, what can we do with the Extreme team? If there's anything you can do, let me know. If what you sent me last time is the best offer, that's fine. I understand.
Okay.
But so you know what I'm thinking, no? Like, you know what I'm planning to do. So if you want to talk to your boss and see what's the best you can do, shoot me an email, let me know, and that way I will be able to take the best decision.
Okay. Now, let me clarify something with you.
Sure.
Are you okay with going 36 months, or do you want 60 months?
No, we want 5 years, which is, I think, is 5 years is 60 months, right?
Yeah, so you want 5 years.
Yeah.
Okay, 60 months, 5 years.
Yeah, I think, and I would like also to have, to be able to prepay in case that we want to prepay. I don't know if that's possible in this type of lease or loan or whatever. And also have a question for you.
Sure.
Are you going to buy the machine, the equipment from the Chinese company, or how are you thinking to set up all these transactions?
Yeah,
because I didn't ask you last time.
Yeah, what we're going to do, well, the problem was is that we can't finance it because it's from a Chinese vendor.
Correct. So, I remember that. So that's why I'm asking.
Yeah, so you would pay for it first, and then we would finance you once it's...
Okay, so you basically want me to pay for the machine. Once the machine is here, I'll give you the invoice, and you will...
100% finance it.
And you will finance that. Okay, well, if you can shoot me an email with that information and also with the best deal at 60 months, that will be great, so I can compare apples to apples.
Absolutely. And what about the working capital? Were you interested at all in that or no?
No, it was very expensive. This other company, I cannot share names, they're giving me a very competitive, they're going to pay off the $40,000 that we owe, or $44,000 that we owe, and they're going to send it 5 years at a very competitive rate. So it's really helping us.
Oh, okay, so you're oh wow, good. They're able to do it for 5 years then.
Yeah, well, they asked me how many years I want, 3, 4, 5, whatever I want. So basically, I told them, well, what the longest you can do? They say 5 years. Maybe we don't need 5 years, to be honest. We may need 24 months. But I just don't want to compromise my cash flow that much.
Sure. You know? I totally understand. So
that's basically the deal. So, and I remember that what I were getting from you guys was very expensive. When I talked with what's the name of the other guy?
Ruben.
Yeah, it was very expensive, and then we didn't. I couldn't agree or get to a point where we feel comfortable both doing what we were doing. So anyway, Send me that email if you can. If you want to reconsider the numbers you gave me, I'm open because okay. I haven't closed any deal. Okay. I'm getting close, but I'll wait for your info and I will compare apples to apples with the other guys. Okay.
Sure. Let me ask you this real quick. Are they able to finance the actual Chinese vendor, or is it the same type of thing?
No, they are exactly right now. They are talking with the Chinese vendor because they were like open to discuss that with them. So they haven't come back to me and saying we are not going to do it. And there's also another company that I just got an email last night from Rita. Rita is the name of the salesperson from the Chinese mm-hmm. company. She's providing me another contact that is going to be financing equipment for a company located in El Monte, California, I guess. El Monte or something like that. But I haven't talked to these guys, but I know I just got that email last night addressing that they're using this company. This the company who is going to be buying the equipment is using this financial company to finance equipment, according to Rita's email. Like I said, I haven't talked to the financial company at all, so mm-hmm. I cannot confirm that, but she shared the information with me last night.
Okay.
So anyway... So yes, if you want to send me whatever proposal you want to send me, the best proposal, I will be able to compare that with the other guys.
Absolutely. So let me just make sure it's 60 months, the 5 years. Yes. You want to see if there's a prepayment discount
penalty.
At all.
Yes.
Prepayment penalty, lowest and best
yes.
offer here. And then yes. As far as the capital, do you want me to see if I can get a 24-month term to see if it's a really
cheap
rate?
Well, you know what? If it's not really a decent rate, mm-hmm. I'm not going to take it.
What do you mean by decent? What are you looking at?
Well, maybe I don't want to pay more than 12-13% a year.
12-13% a year. Okay.
Yeah. If it's more than that, I'm going to pass.
Okay. If it's more than that, you're going to
pass. Yeah. Don't even bother.
Yeah. No, I just want to see if I can even do anything.
Do something.
Of course. If I got something on there, I'll shoot you the offer as well, and that way you can compare it as well. And did they approve you for the 5 years, or it's still in pre-approval status?
No, we still working on that. They're sending me numbers. We're on that process right now.
Okay, so you're just going through the whole process right now.
And they're pretty optimistic about the deal, but I haven't received a confirmation.
Okay, and when do you think you're going to pull the trigger on everything?
Once, if I had the right rates, I will put the trigger immediately. I will sign everything in 24 hours.
Okay.
Because we need equipment as soon as possible.
Okay.
Our high season starts in November all the way to July.
Okay.
So November through July, it's cycling and triathlon activity. It's very, very heavy.
I see.
So I need equipment for the season because I don't want to hire an employee to do the cutting.
Got it.
So
that
I'm
going to save
on that employee. I'm sorry.
All right. I said that makes sense. So November. It's November 1st. So you got
to
be.
Yeah,
on
I
it.
Need to move. Yeah, that's why I need to move fast.
All right. I'll see what I can do, and then I'll get back to you.
Thank you, Jeremiah, for following up.
All right. No problem. Have a good
one. Take care. Okay. Good luck.
All right,
bye-bye.
George. Bye.
Sure. Bye.